It's a very emotional day for so many people associated with Teesside Steelmaking. We all felt it 2 years ago, tears of deep hurt when the mothball was announced. I know because I was here that day. I made that announcement. A day I will always remember as the low point of my career. It was made even lower because although I used the word mothball, I knew on the day that nobody believed me. I think everybody thought it was just a cover-up and some words of convenience. There was a few that shared the belief that a new owner could be found, and it gives me great personal satisfaction today to be part of that new ownership team and being part of the team that has had the opportunity to put Teesside Steelmaking back on the map. This is a heritage industry with 160 years of history on Teesside. Today we've resurrected that tradition. To survive for decades to come, we must operate this plant better than it has ever operated before. That will be our next challenge, and it started today at 5 o'clock. But for today, for the next 5 minutes, I'll allow us a quick moment of celebration before we get back to the hard grind of putting steelmaking back on the map. Today's about tears of joy. Teesside ironmaking lives again, and in 3 days' time, Teesside steelmaking will live again.